I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
White man and a black man and a Hispanic man and a Mexican, and we got Ghanaian and Nigerian, and we've got Puerto Rican, and we've got Indian, and we've got, look at the men of God, and watch what happens when the men of God begin to worship. The women of God can't help but join in because they're an extension of us. But when the men of God get in position, when the men of God begin to praise, when the men of God get out front, send Judah first.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom. God bless you, family, and I'm so glad you tuned in for today's broadcast. Some of you watching may be hungry or even starved for spiritual nourishment. Well, today, the chef's cooking, and it's time to eat. We're going to receive what the Lord Jesus has for us. Jesus said, if we continue in his word, we'll know the truth, and that truth will cause us to be free. Every time you tune into one of these broadcasts, you're putting yourself in a position and posture to continue in the progressive wisdom Jesus is revealing. So put your faith out there to hear exactly what Jesus needs you to hear in today's message. And I pray what he shows you supersedes even what you hear me speaking with your physical ears. I pray the Holy Ghost ignites your inner ears to hear secret wisdom and hidden knowledge. Praise God. So make sure you listen carefully, and I'll join you back here right after the message. Surrendering my life to Christ, I'm moving forward. Yeah. I don't have any voice, but I'm gonna sing it anyway. I've been preaching 7 days in a row, but there's something new that's breaking out in here, and I just feel like getting that in the atmosphere. Said you make all things new. Yes, you make all things new, and yeah, we'll follow you forward. Interrupt this regularly scheduled service to bring you a special announcement that the Holy Spirit has overtaken this service. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Forgive me if my worship offends, but I'm not here to impress you. Forgive me if my applause offends your conservative sensibility, but God has been too good to me for me to be silent today. I can't worry about who's gonna see me on a camera. I'm not here to worry about who's gonna spot me on the internet. I'm gonna give God a worthy worship. He wasn't casual when he went to that cross. I'm not gonna be casual with my praise. He wasn't casual with his sacrifice. I won't be casual with my hands of praise. You make all things new. You know, Darlene traveled over 24 hours to get here. She ain't been asleep all night. And she's up here leading worship and jumping around. And I praise God for that example. But I'm not gonna let anybody out praise me. I'm gonna praise right along with her. If she can jump, I can jump. If she can spin around, I can spin around. Go ahead and be seated. The next few minutes are about to be real crazy in this church. So you might want to put your purse down and have your hands free. Spirit of the Lord is moving mightily. I want you to know that this is a holy moment. Not just a normal moment, but truly the theme of this service is worship. And sometimes it's very hard to engage in a worship moment when you have people who are as established in leading worship as someone like an Israel Houghton or a Darlene Check. It's hard if you're not a singer or someone who, you know, feels like they have a gift for worship. It's hard. You know, you got Israel up there talking about, come on, guys, let's worship. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You play the guitar and the keyboard and drums, sing, and got nice hair, and you shake it all over the room. And I am a friend of them, show off. You got Darlene Check, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. You ain't got to do nothing else. That song right there, that gets you into heaven right there. Just one song, just come in. That's an easy tag to heaven, just. You ain't even gotta stop and pay the toll, just. But I'm so glad to know that worship is not a sound, it's a substance. It's not the posture of your voice, it's the posture of your heart. And for many people, we come into church with different ideas about why we're here. Let me centralize your focus. We're here because of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. He's the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. He's the first begotten of the dead. He was born of a virgin named Mary. He is coming back. He will come back. He will crack the sky at the last trumpet sound with the holy angels, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This moment, all of the nations gather to worship the living God. Something has to break in your favor. I'm gonna say it again for those who understand that church is not just coming because it's what you're supposed to do. I'm not here because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because I need to be here. I need a word from God. I need God to break through on my behalf. I need the Lord to do something significant. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So thanksgiving gets you in the gates, but you can't get into his courts till you start praising. Thanksgiving gets you in the gate, but I wanna go into the inner court. I gotta praise. Holy of Holies, I gotta worship. It's not just something I do. It's what I must do in order for this transaction to be completed. Does my worship count in heaven? It's a mathematical certainty that my worship counts in heaven. There is an equation as sure as the sun shall rise in the east and set in the west. My worship counts with God. For I was created. I was the original intent of God's creation. When he created me, he broke the mold. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And I am now simply an extension of the original breath, the Zoe life, the eternal life of God. And it's something significant when men worship. That's why the enemy doesn't want men to worship. A lot of times in church, men like, man, it's to let the women worship. Worship's are for the ladies. It's kind of girly. The enemy whispers in your mind, but there's something significant when a man stands up and starts clapping his hands. It lets the entire region know that there's a man of God in the earth. There's a son of God in the earth. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. And according to Romans 8, 18 and 19, the earth is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Men, we need you to begin to worship in your home. Pray over your wives. Cover your children. We need men worshiping in the car on the way to work. It's a real man that knows how to worship. Worship is not just for the ladies. Real men need to take their rightful position and not be ashamed to clap your hands and expose yourself. And maybe it's embarrassing. Yes, sir. Look at that. There's a white man and a black man and a Hispanic man and a Mexican. And we got Ghanaian and Nigerian. And we've got Puerto Rican. And we've got Indian. And we've got, look at the men of God. And watch what happens when the men of God begin to worship. The women of God can't help but join in because they're an extension of us. But when the men of God get in position, when the men of God begin to praise, when the men of God get out front, send Judah first.
Every day, we face challenges. Some are simply little annoyances, while others have become burdensome battles. But you are not defenseless. God has armed you with one of his most powerful weapons for defeating a relentless enemy. That weapon is worship. In his new series on audio CD, Worship Warfare, Pastor John Gray reveals the power you unleash when worship enters your spiritual battle. As you listen to each message, you'll discover how worship establishes your dominion in Christ and shifts the battle in your favor. That's why, in appreciation for your gift of support of programs like this one, TBN wants to send you your own copy of Worship Warfare. Why not give us a call right now or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of Worship Warfare. Let worship be your weapon that leads to total victory in even the longest running battles in your life. Call, click, or write today.
Because women won't tell you, but that's really what they want. They want a worshiper. They want a man who knows how to get in the presence of God. Any single men in here, if you really want a Proverbs 31 woman, then you need to be a David kind of man. You need to be a worshiper. Because a man that can get into the presence of God and get direction and get vision can cover a woman of God, because a woman is designed to help you meet destiny. Submit. You've got to submit, submission, but she can't sub if there's no mission. Girl, that's my wife. You better walk. You better walk. You better walk. When a man of God worships, God gives him a vision. When a man of God worships, he gives you the mission. That's when the woman of God comes alongside to help you with your mission. And when a man and a woman of God together start worshiping, whole communities change. Cities change. Schools change. The whole school is covered because your kids go there. The whole team is covered because your baby is on the bus. You don't hear what I'm saying. I need somebody to just break out right now for 10 seconds. Just let's lift up a praise Houston has never heard. All over this. church. Oh, glory. Glory. Gloria a Dios. Glory. When men worship, it changes the atmosphere over a nation, because we are the ultimate expression of God's creative genius. When he sees a man in position, standing up, shoulders back, covering his family, covering his kids, it causes heaven to move on your behalf. And like Israel said, hell starts backing up. See, notice what the Bible says, resist the devil. Didn't say talk to the devil. Didn't say reason with the devil. Note to self, you can't reason with devils. You gotta cast them down. You didn't hear me. You can't explain things to devils. Devil, could you please leave my marriage alone? I mean, I was wondering if you could just go bother somebody else. No, you just get some oil and open that word and say, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You can't have my marriage. You can't have my kids. You can't have my joy. You can't have my health. You can't have my peace. I'm telling you that when you set an atmosphere for worship, it changes the trajectory of your destiny. There's something that's breaking out in this room. And the reason why I was jumping around with my big self. And it's funny, because you notice all the worship leaders, they all skinny, wear their little skinny jeans. You too, Pastor Craig, you've been here too long. You're starting to wear skinny jeans, man. You used to be cool, but now you're just walking around with your thighs all tight, all in your jeans. And they always jumping around, come on guys, let's worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. I'm not here for no cheerleading competition, just sing the song. But that worship sets an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere of expectation. I don't know where God's gonna show up, but I know he's gonna show up, because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So I'm gonna shout in the direction of my broken area, because I need God to show up in that area. And if he inhabits the praises of his people, I'm gonna pray over my sickness, because God has to live in that thing if I praise in that thing. You missed what I said. You want God to show up in an area? Worship in that area. I dare you to get all the bills that are unpaid today, put them on the table, and begin to bless God. God, I thank you that there's provision for every bill in our household. God, I thank you that my child's tuition is paid. God, I bless you that college is taken care of. God, I thank you the car note is paid. I thank you that the rent will be met. God, I thank you. I'm trying to help you. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. When you praise over a thing, God has to show up in that thing. And you're saying, well, that's not practical. I don't understand. See, you're one of those analytical people. And that's where faith messes you up. It's called faith. It's not faith if you can see it. It's a faith walk. And God is saying, there are elements of worship that are faith-based. That's why our worship counts to God. See, angels worship too. They just worship from a different perspective. See, angels worship from a perspective of fact, because they see him. We worship from a perspective of faith, because we've never seen him. That's why my worship counts more than the angels. Angels don't have an excuse but to worship. I worship through my brokenness. I worship through my tears. I worship through my fear. I worship through my doubt. I worship through my guilt. I worship through my misunderstanding. I worship. I keep worshiping, even though it doesn't all make sense. I'm gonna keep worshiping. I'm talking to somebody. The enemy said, give up, be quiet. Why are you clapping? Why are you shouting? Why do you keep coming each week? And the fact that he's talking to you lets you know you are that close to your breakthrough, and he's hoping that you don't give that one last shout that breaks the back of the enemy. You are one praise away. destiny. 3, 2, 1, pray. Come on, come on up there in that balcony. Come on, up by the American flag. Come on. Uh-oh, I just felt something shift in the atmosphere. Pastor Lisa said the shift was in the atmosphere at the 8:30 service. I want you to know, I'm gonna back it up with scripture. Here's the scripture. I only got a couple minutes left, but I'm gonna preach the greatest 3-minute message you've ever heard. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. The title of this sermon is The Key of David. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. I'm talking to some David worshipers in here. I'm talking to some people that are unashamed to give God praise in them green chairs. I know you may not know your neighbor and they might get nervous, but you just feel like waving your hand for no reason because God's just been that good to you. Who am I talking to in this place? I want you to know that Jesus declared, he who holds the key of David. Somebody needs to get excited. I'm getting ready to give you the revelation of that scripture.
There's so much more to this than I could actually fit in the broadcast. That's why I want you to receive my latest series, Worship Warfare. For any gift you sow into the furthering of the gospel, TBN wants to bless you with your own copy of this resource. If the challenges you're facing are causing you to feel shaky, the power of worship will solidify you in the grace of God. Just call the number on your screen or log on to the website and get your copy today. Today. Don't wait. Today.
Every day, we face challenges. Some are simply little annoyances, while others have become burdensome battles. But you are not defenseless. God has armed you with one of his most powerful weapons for defeating a relentless enemy. That weapon is worship.
Worship is what will cause you to remain steady. This is why I want you to receive a copy of my new series, Worship Warfare.
In his new series on audio CD, Worship Warfare, Pastor John Gray reveals the power you unleash when worship enters your spiritual battle. As you listen to each of his 3 messages, you'll discover how worship establishes your dominion in Christ, reminds the enemy of his defeat, brings joy back into your life, and shifts the battle in your favor. That's why, in appreciation for your gift of support of the soul-stirring programs like this one seen on TBN all around the world, we want to send you your own copy of Worship Warfare. Why not give us a call right now or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of Worship Warfare? With it, you can set an atmosphere of worship in your life that can change the trajectory of your destiny and become more secure in God than you ever have before. Let worship be your weapon that leads to total victory in even the longest running battles in your life. Call, click, or write today.
I want to thank you for coming and spending some time with me today. I'm telling you, a revelation of worship will drastically change the quality and quantity of your life. We're going to keep digging into life-changing topics just like this. And I want to thank you for the gifts that you've given and sown so faithfully so the gospel can continue to reach the world. It makes these broadcasts possible. And it's the reason why TBN is constantly flooded with testimonies from people all over the world about how thankful they are for Christian television. Thank you, TBN partners. You're making it happen. Now I pray God continues to give you a revelation of who he is and who you are in him, and that you would abound more and more through the knowledge of his grace. I love you. My family loves you. And I'll see you on the next John Gray's World. Mwah. And boo!